Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rev T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. All previous episodes and seasons are available at anchor.fm/RevT. We are in 514 Hey Yudala Talking 4 with the help of Yad Avraham from Art School. We're going to be wrapping up this season, God willing, in the next coming weeks, and then we'll take our summer hiatus, and God willing, come back next year in the beginning of the school year with season 4, God willing, Blinetta, with another commentary. So let's look again today at the number 4. 4 types of people go into study. Arba midos beholchei lebeis medrash. There are 4 types of people who go to the study hall. Holech ve'eno ose, one who goes but does not act. Schar halicha biyado. The reward for going is in his hand. Ose ve'eno holech, schar ma'ase biyado. One who acts but does not go has the reward for acting in his hand. Holech ve'ose chasid. The best type is someone who goes and acts. That's the pious person. Lo holech ve'lo ose rasha. One who does not go and does not act is a wicked person. So we want to be a person who goes and acts, not just goes and not just acts. Got to have both things. That's why the idea of if you have in mind to do a mitzvah, but you don't get to do the mitzvah, schar halicha, there is the idea they had intention, you get reward for the intention, but it's still better to follow through with the action. So here we have the 4 types of people with the attitudes towards attendance studying. These are not full-time students who study Torah under a teacher, for those of the topic of Mishnah 12 above and 15 below. Rather, we're dealing here with members of the lay community, the Balabatim, who enter the study hall to engage in personal Torah study or listen to Torah lectures, which were designed to educate the public in a wide range of topics and to exhort them to improve their mitzvah observance, as the Pharisee Soul explains. Although the phrase who go to the study implies that each of the 4 actually go to the hall, we shall see 2 of them do not go at all. Rather, we're talking attitudes regarding attendance at the study hall, pointed out by Rambam commentary Magen Avos, and also Rav in the previous Mishnah. It can also be understood to mean there are 4 types of people who are obligated to go to the study hall, as pointed out by Midrash Shmuel. So let's see a little further. One who goes but does not act. The first individual enters the study hall to listen to a Torah lecture, but he does not possess the ability to study or review on his own. He does not act, pointed out by Rashi, Rav Bachya, and Midrash Shmuel. Lacking such basic skills, he is unable to understand the lecture, as pointed out by Rav and Tosfos Yom Tov. Although he leaves the study hall with no more knowledge than when he entered, as pointed out by Midrash Shmuel, the physical act of attending will be rewarded since it was done for the sake of a mitzvah, as pointed out by Machzor Vitri. This is seen from in Exodus when the children went and did as Hashem commanded Moshe and Aaron, where the acts of going and doing are both enumerated to teach that a separate reward is granted for each, as pointed out by Rav Bachya. One who acts but does not go, the reward for acting is in his hand. This individual possesses better skills and knows how to study and review his lessons, but he chooses to do so at home. Pointed out by Rashi, Machzor Vitri, Meiri, and Rav Bachya. This he does so in his own private study hall, as pointed out by Rav. The reclusive scholar not only forfeits the reward given to those who exert themselves to attend the public study hall, but also robs himself of the opportunity for even greater success and personal growth afforded by participation in communal study, as pointed out by Meiri. All he's left with is the smaller reward, relatively, for his personal study Torah, pointed out by Midrash Shmuel. If you go and act, that's the best. That's the pious way, the pious person. This individual not only possesses the ability to study and review Torah lessons, but does so in the company of his peers at the public study hall, pointed out by Magen Avos. In contrast to the reclusive scholar of the previous one, who would benefit from attending the hall, this individual is so gifted that his scholarship would have flourished equally well at home. Yet he humbly appears at the study hall, so that his success will be attributed to the merits of communal Torah study. For conducting himself within the letter of the law, he earns the title pious, pointed out by Midrash Shmuel. And Rambam also analyzes the social intellectual underpinnings of the traits of piety and wickedness, among others, see further than Rav Bachya, especially in Rambam's commentary. And one who does not go and does not act is the wicked person. Here the person does not attend the study hall and as a result does not study Torah at all, even at home. The situation could have been easily avoided simply by forcing himself to go to the study hall, and for not doing so he is termed wicked, pointed out by Midrash Shmuel. Anyone who could engage in Torah study but does not is categorized by the verse as one who has scorned the word of Hashem, pointed out by Maganovs and Meiri. You see the word oseh, commentators point out, one who acts is a reference to the study of Torah. That could be referred to that it's really the performance of mitzvah. And therefore, the first case of the mission is dealing with someone who attends Torah, lectures, and been taught about the commandments, but he does not make an effort to act, put his knowledge into practice, pointed out by Rabbi Yonah, Tiferes Strahl. The mission is not referring to someone who never fulfills any mitzvahs. For that person, even if he never transgresses a single negative prohibition, is outright wicked. This individual, though, simply doesn't seek out the opportunities to do the mitzvahs, and when it does come about, it's still sporadic, pointed out by Rabbi Yonah and Tiferes Strahl. His attendance to the study hall is his own reward, the continued one, for over the course of time, the lessons and morals and the lectures will permeate his soul, motivate him to conquer his evil inclination as per the Gemara. Studying Torah leads to performance of mitzvahs, from Bava Kama to Tiferes Yisrael. Second one is talking with the one who doesn't enter the study hall but performs mitzvahs. Rav Yonah explains the attendance at the study hall refines one's understanding of the Torah, fosters a more meticulous approach to mitzvah observance. One who absents himself from the study hall is constrained in his performance of the mitzvahs by his own limited understanding of the Torah, but he still should be rewarded for any all mitzvahs he does. One who goes and acts is pious. He has mastered Torah law, capable of fulfilling the mitzvahs without further instruction, but he still has attended the lecture to hear words of rebuke that will strengthen his resolve to follow in the way of God, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. Conversely, one who neither goes nor studies nor performs the God's commandments is wicked, since he realizes that he needs direction yet refuses to seek it out. As the verse in Proverbs states, a scoffer doesn't like being reproved, he will not go to the wise. Point on by Tiferes Yisrael. Midrash Shmuel explains differently, in which the Mishnah is presenting four possible courses of action open to one who must choose between studying Torah and performing a mitzvah. And also Avos Rav Nosson points out different things. So of course, we should always strive for the best level, for the highest level, that of being the chassid, someone who's pious, someone who goes above the letter of the law, beyond the letter of the law, lefnei mishur sadin, trying to make ourselves study and act, because the best type of learning is learning is what that we do in order to not just perform, not just to teach others, but to actually act and fulfill commandments. If you study things theoretically in the study hall, that's not really the highest level. You want to study things to actually do it in practice. That's why even though there's no base of Migdash yet, which should speedily come, God willing, we still study the laws of Karbonos, we still go through different sections of the Talmud, the tractates that deal with that stuff, because we want to know how to deal with it in actuality and practice. So the chassid is someone who actually goes and acts, someone who does, someone who learns, goes, learns, acts, and does, and makes sure to implement the different things that he learns and studies throughout his days. So do as much as you can, try as much as you can to be the chassid, to be the person that has this pious track, this pious ability, this pious mida and trait as part of you, in order to fine-tune yourself to be the best kind of self you can be to help others around you and the world at large. Join us next time as we continue talking different types of four, talking about sitting before the Chacham and four different types of people who learn here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.